Double dog, 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 double dog, double dog, dog, double and double dog, dog, double dog with Soup and
Chop.
What? We interviewed two juniors in high school. We asked the same question, but got different responses.
How old are you?
16.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm not sure yet.
How old are you?
17.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
HVAC technician.
Welcome to the Double Dog Podcast. It's episode one today.
What?
Yes, future thoughts. What we want to do when we're older. What other people want to do when they're older. Most people don't have it figured out. Isn't that right, Chop?
That's correct. Most people, just like me, just like you, you know, everybody out there, might not have it all figured out, and that's what we're here to talk about today.
Yeah, and we actually interviewed a couple of people around the school. We other people our age, so in their teens, not a lot of people know have it figured out. Isn't that right?
That's very true. We also interviewed a couple teachers at our schools, and we talked to them about if they knew what they wanted to do whenever they were our age, and most of them didn't.
And look at them now.
Teachers, you know, great people in society.
Great profession. I don't know if I could ever be a teacher. But I also don't know what I want to do when I grow up, like many other people. The main thing I want to do is I want to travel. I don't care how I do it.
I agree with you 100% there, Soup.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100% there, Soup. I definitely want to travel, you know. I want to go to, like, Rome, Europe. I just want to go anywhere.
Yes,
you know?
Europe is the number one destination. That's where I want to be because just the scenery there is beautiful.
Eiffel Tower.
You gotta hit the landmarks.
You have to.
But like, I just don't know how I'm gonna get there. I don't really want to do like a normal job. I want to do something just different. But I still have no clue what kind of like job that would
I
be
agree
for
with
me.
You. I wanna. I've seen a lot of people online. You know, they just do social media jobs. They just work from at home and they just travel the world, and that's something that really really hits.
I've been watching like a bunch of YouTube videos. It's just like it's van life.
I watch those a lot.
I want to get a van now.
I want to get a van, and I want to make it into my home, and I just want to travel the US, just drive.
Yes, but like they make it so simple, but it's just they're in a van, they travel the country,
and they just have fun with their friends,
and the only money they spent was to get the van. The other money they're making it through social media. But I don't personally think I can make any money through social media. Oh, I definitely don't have that kind of like charm or skill.
Yeah, you definitely don't.
Yeah. So that one might have to cross that off. But
yeah, but I think there definitely is other options for you there, Soup.
There's got to be, because I want to travel, and I think I can just start a GoFundMe probably.
Yeah, I think that could work.
Bryson wants to travel. Soup wants to travel. Please let that happen. at GoFundMe. Please fund me now.
Please fund him for his travels to Europe.
Yeah, or just the country.
Or the country.
Yeah. But in a more realistic way, I'm going to need a real job, and I'm probably going to work that job for probably 10 years, and I'm going to use that money to travel.
To travel, yeah. You know, but I've thought about that a lot, too. I want to, another place I want to go, Bahamas.
The Bahamas, a beach town would be amazing.
Very cool.
So what the job is though, that's, so out of our interview, 50% probably said, I don't know. Like they don't know what they want to do when they grow up, which is, that's the boat I'm on. And the other 50% already have it figured out. So a lot of them want to go into trade and they just want to like work with their hands. But I don't.
They want to do things like HVAC, electrical, building trades, you know, anything.
I just don't know if that's meant for me. I think I'm just going to have to end up working a normal job.
A normal 9-to-5?
9-to-5 is a lot of hours. Maybe I just won't get a
nine
job.
9-to-5, Soup.
Okay, man. But in all seriousness, I would totally pick up a pizza delivery job.
Oh.
I would, like, I can totally pull that off, and I would just love to drive around at night delivering pizzas.
Getting paid to drive around, just look at the view.
Exactly.
So fun.
Just listening to my own music and be like, yeah, and smelling pizza at the same time.
You might not make a lot of money there, though, but it would be very fun.
It would be, and that's what everybody's always trying to tell us. Get a job that you will enjoy. get a job that you can wake up in the morning and be like, yeah, I'm ready to go to work.
I want to go to work. I enjoy going to work. That's what it's all about.
It's the motivation.
It's not about the money. It's not about how long you have to work. It's about having fun while you work.
Exactly. That's a life lesson right there. Do what you want and do what makes you happy.
Do what you want and don't let anybody else tell you different.
Exactly. Like, I'm totally cool with being a pizza delivery driver for the next 20 years. I'll do it.
Realistically, Soup, now that you've talked about delivery driver, the more I think about it, something I really think I could do for the rest of my life is be a semi driver. You know,
Okay, so you say semi driver, but I remember when I was little, that was one of the biggest things I wanted to do. I wanted to drive semi trucks for the rest of my life.
I still think I could, because think about it. You're getting paid while you drive.
Right.
You're driving across the whole world.
Right.
You have to stay in hotels all the time. You can even sleep. If you get the right kind of truck, you can even sleep in it. And you're just driving across the U.S. just having fun.
I mean, that's the exact idea I had when I was a little kid. Like, I just want to drive around and I get to honk that cool horn.
Exactly. You know, the horn is very marvelous. It is very cool. Fun to hear. It's just all my childhood dreams and hopes put into one.
That's it. Back at it again. Childhood dreams. Do what makes you happy. Do what you want to do. It's amazing.
That is so true there, Soup. Don't let anybody tell you different.
Like, a lot of people already have it figured out. They already know what they want to do. But I think that can change. Like, they'll come across something that do they really already know what they want to do? I mean, there's
most
so much that
not.
Could happen.
In all reality, I feel like that's how everybody is. They don't really know what they want to do. And then one day they come across a job and it's just too perfect for them. They can't turn it down no matter what they think. They're always thinking about that job and they have found the job for the rest of their life.
Yeah, maybe these people, like, they're just going because they have a skill and they're like, man, I'm good at this. Why don't I just do it for the rest of my life? But like,
they might not truly love it. And
exactly.
That's what it's all about.
It is.
Don't think that just because you're 30, you can't find the job that you truly love. You might have a steady job that pays a lot of money, but hey, you could walk outside tomorrow, somebody be hiring, and it could be the dream job of your life. And you should take that chance. Take that risk and succeed.
Take it. Take the opportunities. All right, that's going to be it for the Double Dog Pod.
Double Dog.
And we're just gonna say goodbye. It's been a fun ride. So
very fun. Thank you, guys.
And don't forget, do what makes you happy. We out.